Credit card companies face unique challenges when trying to sell their services in commercials. Seth Stevenson, ad critic for the online magazine Slate, has this review of the latest attempt by American Express.
Credit card advertising fascinates me. There could be no less interesting product. We're talking about a small rectangle of plastic that eases financial transactions. And yet, or maybe as a result, the marketing campaigns are these expansive, abstract affairs. Case in point, a new spot for American Express, directed by and starring movie director Wes Anderson.
Anyway, American Express commercial. Here we go. Can I get my snack?
You're eating it.
In the spot, Anderson, maker of Rushmore, among others, takes us behind the scenes on an imaginary new film as he shoots a sequence involving a car crash, a ballpoint pen, and a Panama hat.
Smoke and the snow was too loud. We'll go again right away.
As Anderson walks across the set, trying to describe for us what it's like making movies, he's interrupted by a series of comical directorial chores.
How do you tell it?
Sandy wants to pick another gun.
Can you do a 357 with a bayonet?
Yeah, let's see, why not?
In the end, as a camera crane lifts him into the sky and some pigeons fly past, he tells us,
my life is about telling stories.
Is my birds?
I think so.
I need those.
My card is American Express.
This Amex campaign, first launched in late 2004, centers on high-wattage celebrities, including Tiger Woods, Ellen DeGeneres, Kate Winslet, and Robert De Niro. It makes no attempt to distinguish the card in any tangible way. We don't hear about interest rates or rewards programs. In fact, we don't hear about the product at all until the final few seconds when the celebrity reveals, a bit out of nowhere, that his or her card is American Express. This super soft-sell approach, separating the commercial's narrative from its product pitch, can be dicey. Robert De Niro's spot is particularly grating. Directed by Martin Scorsese, the ad is a gorgeous little film about De Niro's long love affair with New York City.
My oldest friend. My first love.
There's haunting Philip Glass music and even a couple of shots of Ground Zero.
My heartbreak.
The whole thing is quite moving, right up until the Amex plug at the end, which, to me, desecrates all the genuine emotion that drove the rest of the spot. The idea that 9/11 angst could serve as fodder for a credit card ad seems a tad inappropriate. Okay, maybe more than a tad. No such problem with this new Wes Anderson spot. It doesn't take itself seriously. When divorcing the sales pitch from the plot results in wildly amusing clips like this, I'm all for it. So many dry yet fanciful Andersonian moments, one after another. For example, Anderson's told that the production can't afford a $15,000 helicopter shot, which I believe actually happened during the filming of Rushmore, so he whips out his wallet.
I'll do it. I got it. Save the receipt.
Perhaps that's an oblique reference to the power of the Amex card. I've watched the ad at least 10 times now and still haven't quite grown bored with it. The brief, bounded format of a commercial plays to Anderson's strengths and hides his weaknesses. No need to develop believable characters or to build organically motivated relationships between them, things Anderson has never managed to pull off in a film. Here he can just indulge his greatest talents, set pieces, art direction, whimsy, and ironic bombast. I give this spot an A. Several people have noted that Anderson is paying homage to François Truffaut's classic film about filmmaking, Day for Night, even using the same music. But since Day for Night can't be had on Amazon for less than about $60 right now, I guess we'll take what we can get.
Opinion from Seth Stevenson, who writes the ad report column for the online magazine Slate.